pancreas resection with a postoperative pancreatic fistula, an internal pancreatic duct drainage over the pancreatic duct stump via percutaneous endoscopy. A 67-year-old patient with a history of post-Billroth II surgery due to pancreatic carcinoma received a pancreatic left resection and an intraoperative new enteroanastomosis. Postoperatively, an infected peripancreatic fluid developed subhepatic with secondary pancreas duct leakage at the resection line. A pancreatic duct stenosis should be considered in these cases. Ultrasound and CT detection of the infected fluid accumulation. A CT-guided 10 French drain was inserted. The endoscopic passage to the papilla was not possible due to the massive swelling of the newly applied gastroenteroanastomosis. Endosonographically, the drainage-worthy accumulation of fluid from the stomach was not accessible. Therefore, we switched to a percutaneous intervention. Contrast medium filling of the cavity via percutaneous drainage. The pancreatic duct was contrasted via the stump with a stenosis in the papillary region. An exploration of the pancreatic duct with wire via the percutaneous drainage was not successful. After bouchonnage of the percutaneous access, an attempt was made to probe the duct of the stump with spyglass, but the wire was positioned through a false passage. Now, inspection of the cavity with a thin endoscope with an outer diameter of 5.4 millimeters. There is a fibrin-coated cavity with suture material on the posterior wall. After several attempts and precise inspection, a small excavation was found on the anterior wall of the pseudocyst, which allowed selective probing of the pancreatic duct and the transpapillary passage into the small intestine. The positioning of the dilatation balloon was significantly more difficult. The balloon was pushed out before the stenosis. After balloon passage of the ampullary stenosed region, balloon dilatation to 10 mm was performed. Afterwards, an 8.5 French double pigtail prosthesis was inserted as an internal antegrade drainage. The distal end was in the duodenum, the proximal end in the infected cavity. Sonographic control after the intervention showed only residual fluid and proper position of the drainage. The patient has been free of symptoms. 3 months later, the prosthesis was removed endoscopically with an enteroscope. In summary, percutaneous pancreatic duct drainage is a therapeutic option in the case of duct retention with formation of a retention cyst. Endoscopic exploration of the duct in the retention cyst can facilitate the probing by visual control. Internal antegrade drainage after balloon dilatation of the stenosis ensures the pancreatic duct and maintains internal drainage.